gotta get out of this town. Let me out of this town. I want out of this town. Gotta get out of this town. Gotta get out of this town.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to So That's Good News. I'm Trevor, and with me we have a special guest.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, oh.
Hello.
We gotta change this up.
Hello.
I gotta change the thing. Let's see if I remember it. Here.
We're working out some technical aspects of tonight's show right quick. So just hold on with us a second and we'll get right up and going and get some tunes for you tonight. Tonight we've got a very special show, special because it is the 8th of November, and why not make that a special night for a special show? Tonight we have a special guest, which is me. I'm here tonight. So hold with us just for a moment and we'll get some tunes up and going. Hey Trevor, how are the tunes coming? The tunes are coming great, says Trevor. So in a moment, we'll get some tunes up and going. And tonight we have a special show, actually a special show, because, you know, we've brought some instruments. And we're gonna give those a try. See if we can bust out some old tunes for you tonight. So, yeah. Excited for a special night of a special show, November 8th. By the way, this is WMFO 91.5 that you're listening to. And yeah, how are those tunes coming, Trevor? Got something lined up for us? Well, we're getting something lined up. You want to grab a vinyl? We're pulling out the computers. By the way, we have a, hold on just a second here. We'll pull it up. We have a PSA tonight. Please don't drink and drive. So on March 13th, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub at the South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faced capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty in, where's South by Southwest? I don't even remember. Anyways, drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford at Tufts Educational Radio. And don't forget that this is educational radio, my friends.
Keep going.
All right. Pretty soon, we're going to get the show up and running. For those of you who have been to the studio, and for those of you who haven't, you know that at this time of year, things get a little bit spooky. And right now, there's about a 4-foot hanging ghost skeleton from the ceiling, just kind of twisting and looking at us. You know, sometimes I wonder if they even have names.
Are you wearing a speaker? Are you wearing a
headphone? Yeah. I can hear myself.
You can?
Yeah.
Alright, let's play some music.
This order, don't smoke.
Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. It's a $9 billion capitalist communist joke. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. Smoking makes you cough, you can't sing straight. You gargle on saliva and you vomit on your plate. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, 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 smoke. You smoke on bed, you smoke on the hill, you smoke till you're dead, you smoke in living hell. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke, dope, 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 don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, the official dope, 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 don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. You puff your fag, you chuck your butt, you choke and gag, teeth full of crud. Don't smoke, don't. Pay your $2 for Deathly Pack. Trust your bad luck and smoke in the sack. Don't smoke nicotine, nicotine, nope, nope. Don't smoke the official dope. So dope, 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 don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. $4 billion in greens, what Madison Avenue gets. Advertise nicotine and hook you Soho brats. Don't smoke, dope, 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 hoax, 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 hoax. Dopey, dopey, dope, dopey, dopey, dope, dopey, dope, 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 dopey, dope, dopey, 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 dopey. Dope, 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 dope. Black magic pushes dope. Sexy chicks in cars. America loses hope and smokes and drinks in bars. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Choke, 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 cough, 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 choke, 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 choke. Don't smoke, don't, 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 don't. Communism's flopped. Let's help the Soviet billions. Sell them our coffin nails and make a couple billion. Big bucks, 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 bucks. Smoke, 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 smoke. Bucks, smoke, bucks, smoke, bucks, smoke, bucks. Smoke, bucks, smoke, bucks, smoke, bucks, smoke, bucks. Dope, big, dope, bucks, dick, big, dope, bucks. Big, big, dope, bucks, dick, big, dope, bucks, dick, big, big, dope, bucks. Big, 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 dope, bucks, dope, bucks. Don't bucks, don't smoke, don't bucks, don't smoke, don't bucks, big, 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 don't bucks, don't bucks, don't, over, don't bucks. $9 billion a year, a southern industry by Senator Jesse Feer, who pushes tobacco subsidy in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Dope smokes, cloak room, dope smokes, where there's smoke, there's fire, cloak room, dope, cloak room, dope, don't smoke, that cloak room, dope. $9 billion for dope, approved by Time and Life. America loses hope. Even President Clinton smokes tobacco votes. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. 20,000 die of coke or illegal speed each year. 430,000 cigarette deaths. That's the drug to fear. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Get hooked on cigarettes. Go fight the war on drugs. Smoke any other weed. Get bust by government thugs. Don't smoke the official dope. The government dope. Don't smoke, dope. Don't smoke the official dope. If you will get in bed and give your girlfriend head, then you won't want a fag or ever more a drag. Don't smoke, don't smoke. Oh, please. Don't smoke, don't smoke. Oh, please. I'm calling on my knees. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. Hours in bed and give your boyfriend head. Put something in your mouth like skin, not cigarette filth. Suck tit, suck tit, suck cock, suck cock, suck clit, suck prick, suck it, but don't smoke nicotine. Don't smoke that nicotine. It's too obscene. No, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke nicotine. Suck cock, suck prick, suck tit, suck clit, suck it, but don't smoke shit. Don't smoke that shit. Nope.
All right. Yeah, we got a special guest on the air. His name is Gus Meyer.
Hello. He's got one of you on air. No, I don't want to.
You're on air. Okay. Here, grab
it. Hi, everybody.
Give us your opinion.
My opinion is that Tenoch is the best Mexican restaurant in the Northeast.
Well,
whoa.
That's and actually, you should go there and hang out with us right now.
That's actually a pretty contentious topic because there actually is.
If you're in the Tenoch area, go to Tenoch and come say hi to the guy in the leather jacket and his friend.
We would, but like.
This is to all the listeners.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, to all the listeners, I got a special announcement. Just so you know. I think we're going to play some more music, but you can stay on the line.
Yes, continue. Please continue. This was very fun. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, you suck. Get out of here.
Wait, I have to fix your mics. As you can tell, we're not professional here at WMFO Radio. On So That's Good News. We got Charlie Christian on in the background.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. We got a new guest on the mic.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, new guest?
Hi, my name. Sorry, I was still acting. DJ Juju Mixing Milk coming at you live from the 313.
What is that, DJ?
DJ Juju Mixing Milk coming at you live.
Because Juju is real, mixing.
I'm not a
milk.
Real new guest, you know. You see, I've people call me a regular, but I just haven't appeared on this show. And
people call him a lot of things.
Regular is the number one thing they call me.
Well, DJ Juju, Ooh.
DJ Juju.
What about Dojo? DJ Dojo?
No, because that's the wrong vibe.
All right. Well, anyway, I heard you presented a monologue recently.
I did. Oh.
And I think Ooh. Now is a great time to goodness. Perform that monologue for the world.
Should we have a lights, camera?
Dude, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah. We should turn off the lights right now.
I haven't performed this in like 2 weeks, so I don't know if I'd
turn up the lights in here, baby.
This man has got it.
Yeah.
I do, but there's cursing in the monologue. Is that okay?
Just tell me when you're going to curse, and I'll just go
look away from the mic. Yeah, exactly. He'll beep it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do here at WMFO. We beep out your swears, and we censor you.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Because no sinning on WMFO. All
right, well, so let me just give you the first, the background information about who my character is within this monologue. So the play is from a 2012 play called The Performers, first performed on Broadway. And the basic premise is, my name is Chuck Wood. I am a 55-year-old adult film star, and I am collecting an award for the Best Male Performer of the Year. And this is my acceptance speech. And so I
let it rip.
I hope Sam is very good at beeping.
Yeah. You just gotta let me know when.
I'll give you the eyes.
All right.
Okay.
You guys don't see the eyes, but I see the eyes.
Okay. Okay. Is the volume up?
Yeah.
Loud enough? It is.
Do you want like a countdown or something? A drum roll?
Okay, let me. I just need to make sure I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an.
Coming.
I'm just,
yeah.
All right. Oh boy, I promised Little John Big Dung I wouldn't cry, but I wasn't expecting this. See, when I was a boy, I told my father that I was going to be the first Jew in the Basketball Hall of Fame, or a famous rock star like Neil Diamond or Barry Manilow. My father looked to me and said, good for you, son. But some people don't give a beep about basketball. Some people don't even listen to music. I know I don't. Pointless. But, he said, there's one thing you can always count on. One thing that unites every human being on the planet, and it's this. Everybody
beep.
So if you're the best at
beep,
you're the best human being. Now, I didn't quite understand these words at the time. I was only 6. But when I performed my first adult film in 1973, I thought of my father. No, not the time of filming, of course, but in the general sense. The film was Bad News Boner, and for my bonetastic performance, I was awarded the Best Newcomer Trophy. But sadly, my father died 1 week before the ceremony. I didn't know where to turn. I didn't understand that the answer was right in front of me. It was you, my fellow performers. You've opened your hearts and your legs to me, and while I keep giving it to you, you keep giving everything to me. So, Papa, if you can hear me up there, I want you to know this. I may be the best at
beep.
I may be the best human being, but I'd be nothing without all the people that I
beep.
So thank you, and have a wonderful night.
Ha ha ha. Hear me.
Thanks, guys.
Wow, that was so
I can't believe I performed it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was honestly even better than the last time I heard it.
So nice.
You're constantly improving. Yeah.
Did you write that yourself?
No, it was from a play. I said it's a monologue.
Yeah,
I
know.
Yeah, we're going to get some tunes up in here. Oh, yeah. And for all of you listening tonight, we're giving away 2 tickets. 2 tickets to Giraffage.
Giraffage.
Who's a DJ from Frisco. San Francisco for all you cats who aren't cool to the hip new talk.
All of you that aren't in the know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, so call in and answer the riddle if you want them.
Yeah, call in and answer the riddle. Because we've got lots of riddles.
Yeah.
So if you can't really answer the riddle, we're probably actually going to make a new riddle for the next person that calls in. Well, I don't know if we will. Depends on how we're feeling. But while we're at it, here's a riddle. See if you can give an answer. What is blue with three legs, but on Wednesday has no legs and is red?
A newspaper. I hear what you said.
That was a good guess.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it?
Sure, give me a newspaper. Give me whatever you want.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to think of a better riddle for when someone calls in, because you know. But in all seriousness, call in, because there are two tickets to Giraffage being given away. The only thing that you can't call in to ask is when the show is, because we don't know.
Yeah. That's so, up to that's the person who's giving them out.
Yeah, that's up to Giraffage, actually. Mm-hmm. It's when he wants to play.
Shout
the show.
Out to my main boy from day one, you know, 441215. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, why don't you spit some rhymes?
I'm a savage.
Wow.
I may be passive, but I'm a savage. And I know the number one fact is that I've got a carriage on my bike. And
I thought you were gonna ride it with cabbage.
And there's some cabbage. There are many cabbage.
I eat cabbage.
There are many cabbages in my savage package.
Yeah.
Alright, I've got a joke to tell everyone, okay?
Okay. Let's hear it.
One second, I just need to find it real quick.
By the way, if you're listening, you should call in. Just saying.
Oh yeah, what's the number? 855-915-WMFO.
No, we have to say the last part. It's all right, we're gonna do that again.
855-915-9636. 855-915-9636.
There we go. We got it this time.
Or if you can't read, all right,
guys.
It's
done. How do you get?
Or if you're on Skype,
hit us up.
Yeah, WMFO-DJ. You know, the place where I work, all of our communications we do through Skype. Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. I work at a lab. It's a tough lab, but all of our communications are through Skype.
Let me tell this joke, okay? How do you get Trump to change a light bulb?
How?
Tell him Obama put it in. It's messed up. You shouldn't have changed the light bulb.
Can you...
Let's give you another one.
No, do your beat poem.
Alright, one second. How about... Alright, why was Yoda afraid of seven?
I know this one.
Because
six, seven, eight.
Because 6, 7, 8. Oh, that's so good. That is so funny. 6:30 is the best time on a clock, hands down. Oh my goodness! All right, this is going to all you dads out
there.
That's
too raunchy for this family program.
Alright, how many introverts does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Zero.
Why must it be a group activity?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Alright, what are Santa's helpers called?
Elves.
No, subordinate clauses.
You got me on that one.
Hey, what's black and white in the morning and red in the afternoon?
The flag.
Newspaper.
The morning paper.
What happens to you when you are on the beach all day reading a book?
You get sunburned.
You become well read.
So British. We're listening to Sunny Side of the Street by Soon Ra, for all of you who are wondering. But if you're not, we're just talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, here's a quick shout out to Professor PJ Love, the master of the quantum realm. Just a quick shout out.
What do you want to
tell
him?
Is he a drummer?
What do you want to tell him?
He's the master of the quantum realm.
What are you going to tell him?
You just shouting him out.
Yeah. Class today was great. Thanks, Dr. Love.
All right.
He doesn't actually like to be called Dr. Love, so thanks.
Okay, Trev, you have to give a shout out now, and then I'll give a shout out.
PPJ Love. That's Professor PJ Love.
I want to give a shout out to. I want to give a shout out to Jerome, because I think he might be listening. And I don't think there are that many people listening.
Do you mean Jeremy?
Jerome.
I'm joking. Okay, my shout out is going to be to Mother Earth. She doesn't get enough respect these days, and hopefully via this shout out, some of that energy will be transmitted to my listeners.
All right. Well, I'm going to... There's shout the, out God.
Oh, don't do that.
God is dead.
Don't do that, dude.
I shouted him out already. It's too late.
You shot him out?
You shot him out with a gun?
Yeah. My mouth.
Shot him out.
Yeah.
All right. What's next to a G?
J.
H.
No, F.
Ooh, yeah, I'm feeling this. I'm gonna sing to it. Sunny side of the street, that's where we meet.
Alright, can I get a listener count, please? Let's see how many listeners we have.
I love the trumpet.
I'm gonna guess it's
that's
9.
Every way in the background of this.
Ooh, we have 12 listeners.
Oh, I was going to say 12.
That means we should get 12 callers. So if you haven't called in,
half of them are
either
gonna be sleeping.
Stop listening or call in.
Half of them are sleeping.
Those are your two options. Why are they sleeping? It's 8:30.
Just how it is, dude.
Ooh, it's 8:30.
Don't question.
That means it's time for a...
We actually already did one, but...
Yeah, but...
We can do another.
You know, I'm going to keep with the theme of drunk driving because I think it's an important issue.
Shouldn't have tweeted.
Let's do a cannabis shot. Can we do a cannabis one?
I think we're going to do this one right here.
Yeah. Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I like how they didn't even use the Beatles version of that song because they probably
that was like definitely a voice actor and not Paul.
No, that was him.
No way. Yeah. No way. Yeah. I bet you $90.
How did you get? Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw down cash on that.
But it sounded like him. It sounded like an old man with a British accent.
You know who else sounds like an old man with a British accent?
No.
Professor PJ Love, master of the quantum realm.
Is that him, really?
Yeah. That's my quantum professor. He's not actually that old. Mm. Yeah. But he is the master of the quantum realm. Mm.
Is he?
What is the quantum realm?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Explain it.
10 minutes.
It's when things get really small. When mommy and daddy... really love each other and they're really small.
Number nine. Oh, everyone's gonna leave.
We just went down to 6 followers.
You can't break the fourth wall and have them know that we know that they're listening. You know, you gotta just let it be.
Hey,
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I know I'm you're doing listening.
Good. Mm. We lost one listener.
Oh, they
what does this thing even work? Does this thing even work?
Free fall.
What's that from?
Oh man. They've come to get us. They've come to take us away from this world to the great beyond. Far away from this place that we call home and into the abyss that is space.
I am the power. Vegeta, what do you say is power level is? It's over 9,000.
I am your flower.
I
am your flower. I am your flower.
Left look to my left look to my.
Keep going. You need to be saying the ridiculous things.
Oh, yeah.
Video you.
I'm just smoking my cigarette at the jazz lounge.
Don't smoke.
Smoking makes you cough.
It makes you vomit.
Don't smoke. Try a fresh new Camel cigarette.
Don't tote the rope.
It'll be perfect right between your dainty little fingers. All right, folks, none of you have claimed these tickets. And I've told you a bunch. You gotta claim them. You gotta answer the troll toll to get into this boy's hole. Pay the toll or forever be grateful.
Hello, I'm still alive. I was just taking a little snooze. Alright, I'm gonna play a couple songs for you guys. I've been practicing this for, you know, the past couple of weeks, and...
Yeah, I heard you bought a guitar.
No, bro, I've had this for like 3 years. Where have you been?
Oh, man. I don't know, I don't play. Who plays?
Dude, I was jamming last night. I was playing the drums. I was doing...
In Scranna?
Tick 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 tick
drama coming at you live on the radio. We got a big show coming up next Saturday. You better be there or you're just a square on the search for a more perfect life as a rectangle.
Yo, 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 I'ma throw a little rhyme to you real quick. I know everyone's listening real quick. I don't know what I'm gonna say with my rhymes, so be fine, listen line. I'm gonna each line's gonna be a dime. Yo, my name is Juju Gold. I'ma rap so slow. I don't know what I'm gonna say with my mouth, so be quiet, let me go down south. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. This is a freestyle, yes it is. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth.
I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth.
I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth.
I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth.
Hey,
I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. I don't really know what I'm saying with my mouth. I don't really know. I don't really know. Because let my people go.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
Way down in Pharaoh land. Let my people go.
Way down in Pharaoh land. Let my people go.
Way down in Pharaoh land. Let my people go.
Way down in Pharaoh land. Let my people go.
When I was a kid, I remember saying two things to my children. First thing was, don't let a stranger look you in the eyes. And the second thing was, if he does look you in the eyes, you gotta look right back.
Look right back into the eyes of your friend. Look right back into the eyes of your friend. Let them know you love them and show them your soul. Look at your friend in the eyes. Train, 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 rolling
down
so fast.
So fast.
Train, 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 rolling so fast.
So fast.
Oh, I wish I had me some poppin' biscuits.
Poppin' biscuits.
Finger licking good. Biscuits.
Finger licking good.
Skiddly doo, skiddly dang, skiddly 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 pop, 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 pop.
Bye-yo.
By the way, that song's called Freight Train, not Train Train. So it goes up. Freight Train, going somewhere. That's Elizabeth Cotton, the classic.
Elizabeth.
Mystery Santa. Once upon a time, there was a dinosaur. His name was Alfred. Now, Alfred had one problem. He didn't have any friends. There was this one guy who felt bad for Alfred, so he decided to visit Alfred in his cave. And he says, Alfred, why are you so sad? Alfred says, well, Billy, I don't have any friends. And
because he doesn't look at people in the eye.
And so Billy was like, well, I'll be your friend. And he's like, no. So he rubbled up his guts and he spat a flame and burnt Billy to the bits. Now Billy looked like a little Albanian boy.
Little Albanian boy. Oh man.
And so Billy was like, "Alfred, why did you do that to me?" Yeah. And Billy was like, and Alfred was like, "The Albanian boy."
We got a Jerome on the air.
Oh my goodness.
AKA Eli.
What's up, Jeromey?
What's up, WMFO? This is Jerome.
He wants to sing some Elizabeth Cotton.
Oh, that's awesome.
Maybe he can do a correct version of
Yeah, that would be great because, you know, it's been a while and I don't remember the lyrics. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You have to speak into the phone.
That was nice.
I think there might have been a little bit of a lag, but that was awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in to do that.
All right, Jerome out.
All right,
have fun
Jerome.
At your movies.
Have a great time.
Bye. All right, can you play that? Keep playing that. Play me some rag time.
Play you some rags?
Yeah, play me some rags. Hopping out of a freight train out of Los Angeles at high noon one day in late September 1955, I got on a gondola and lay down with my duffel bag under my head and my knees crossed and contemplated the clouds as we rolled north to Santa Barbara. I was a local and I intended to sleep on the beach at Santa Barbara that night and catch either another local to San Luis Obispo the next morning, the first class freight all the way to San Francisco at 7 p.m. somewhere near Camarillo where Charlie Parker had been mad and relaxed back to normal health. A thin old little boom climbed into the gondola as we headed to Siding, so I got the train right away and looked surprised to see me there. He established himself at the other end of the gondola and lay down facing me with his head on his own miserably small pack and said nothing. By and by they blew the highball whistle after the eastbound freight had smashed through on the main line and we pulled out. The air got colder and fog began to blow from the sea over the warm valleys of the coast, but the little bum and I, after unsuccessful attempts to huddle on the cold steel and wraparounds, got up and paced back and forth and jumped and flapped arms at each end of our gond. Pretty soon we were heading to another side in a small railroad town. I figure I need a poor boy of Tokay wine to complete the cold dusk to run in Santa Barbara. Will you watch my pack while I run over there and get a bottle of wine? Sure thing. I jumped over the side and ran across Highway 101 to the store and bought, besides wine, a little bread and candy. I ran back to my freight train, which had another 15 minutes to wait in a now warm, sunny scene, but it was late afternoon and bound to get cold soon. The little bum was sitting cross-legged at his end before I prayed about repassing one can of sardines. I took pity on him and went over and said, "How about a little wine to warm you up? Maybe you'd like some bread and cheese with your sardines." Ooh. Let's play some Devil Makes Three.
Oh, I don't remember any of that.
Well, we can figure it out.
Yeah, we could.
Let me turn your guitar on. Thank you.
Since I last heard the song of the nightingale, Philomelma is singing to ears that hear nothing. With the wind beneath your cheeks, the ones that I say, oh baby, oh baby, don't forget me. After I've gone off into the Pacific Sea, 'cause I'm a sailor man. Oh, I'm a sailor man, and I'm singing my shanties all day long, wishing that you could have come along with me. Suck your blood, because I am a living the thug life. Don't smoke, it is a joke meant to make you comply with all the lies that they tell you, that you believe through the eyes of your youth being. Sam on the guitar, he knows all the chords, just like the Sultan of Solomon, the great wise one, the wise one who taught us everything. And he said, let my people go, because you are putting on this show, which has become a mockery of itself. There is no color in it. And there is no plunder. Because we have forgotten what it means
to love.
And that's why, that's what Duke can only do to fix this terrible, terrible mood that affects one and all. No matter if you are small or tall, you are subject to this great feeling, which will make you feel like beep on the ground, because you are just a beeping person. A beeping person. A person that can only be fixed by Coltrane. Coltrane.
Halloween's over, man.
man. I screwed up. No, I just accidentally pressed search. I'm sorry.
People are screaming.
Who's screaming? If you're screaming, call in and tell us what's wrong with you.
If you're listening, come up to the WMFO radio station. We want you. We need you. We adore you. Just come up and hang with us. Please, Vanessa. I'm in a sentimental mood.
Performance. It's not as good as this one.
Oh, no, 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 no. Go back to bed. That's my fault.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. It's the modern world. It's coming. It's coming for us. You can't ignore it. Because the Pixel 3 is here from Google.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on?
Hey, Trevor, I don't know.
Are you listening to me?
No.
Are you listening to me?
No.
Hey, listen up, man.
I don't have ears.
Hey, sometimes I just want to get on the radio and say hi to the world. Look at me, world.
Is your family listening in tonight?
No.
No. Yes?
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Pa.
Hi, Sis.
Hi, Mrs. Corn Baker.
How did
do you bake corn?
How did you?
I wish I baked corn.
We
got some Bell Evans trio.
Bell Evans?
Bell Evans.
Ooh.
Oh, we got the same case.
Oh, isn't that a new Dostoevsky play?
I think it's actually Svetlana Beginsky.
Wait, tell me your thoughts on the title of this song. Person I Knew.
To those of you listening at home, I just moved my eyebrows.
Oh yeah, we should describe our movements because this isn't TV. See, we usually perform on TV, but
this week we are on the radio, so
yeah,
it's, you know, a change of scenery for us.
We're sure to mass communicate.
Yeah,
some people call it a demotion, but it's a promotion.
Says Julian with eyes wide.
TV motion.
TV motion. What about TiVo?
What happened to TiVo?
I ate it.
I didn't even know it was edible.
Did it taste like Fritos? That's what I imagine TiVo tasting
like. It's a mix between Cheetos and Doritos, so I guess Fritos.
Yeah. Yo, why do all chips end with O's?